My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack just trying to change up the vibe today.
Yeah, I am.
Different songs all day long.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And so you're picking songs that people know, unlike Francisco, who doesn't.
Yeah.
It's
Fat Man Scoop. Rest in peace.
Tornado Shapiro.
Hey, fellas. Tornado with the game day forecast. That's Tornado as in Shapiro.
No one is asking for the game day forecast. It's going to be fine on Sunday.
Why would you deny your listeners vital information for game day? This is a home game. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Accurate part, okay?
Yeah, most now, accurate, sure.
You've got a well-rested Eagles team coming back healthy. But this is Cleveland coming in. You know, Cleveland is home to Channel 4 News with some of the healthiest weather gals in the business. WWDTNA from
not,
Helen.
It's not a real Mellon. Station. I'm sorry.
You can look it up, fella.
Okay.
From Helen Mellons to Nina Knockers, these gals are all stars, by the way. Both Helen and Nina, much more than a handful.
All right. We don't need to worry about Cleveland. The game's in Philly, Tornado.
She'll take you a little further south, too, to Akron. Yeah, that's home to the world-famous Akron Annie. Her morals are muddier than the Cuyahoga River. Cuyahoga! Come on. Some people called Akron Annie a squealer. Now, only because on television, she would often sing the forecast. Never say, Annie, get your gun, but sure, she sure as hell will find yours.
All right.
Ooh, boy. Hardest wood I had ever touched.
I worked in Cleveland at WOSL.
Don't you mean WSOL?
WWSOL. There you go. All crappy news all day long. Dated Clover Claire from Cleveland. She skated for the local roller derby team, the Cleveland Steamers.
That...
I don't know if she... how she'd cascade up my back and give me an attitude adjustment.
All right. Just do the forecast, okay?
I forgot he was doing a forecast.
Sunny on Sunday. Look for Deshaun Watson to show up clean, shiny, tall, and a little bit stiff.
All right.
Happy and well adjusted.
All right. So, it's 80 and sunny, so it's going to be nice out.
Sure, but you never know.
You're supposed to know. You're the meteorologist.
30% chance of pre-ship showing right now, and 30 could sneak up to 50. Bring the sunscreen, but pack the rain boots. That's all. I'm just being honest and accurate.
That is the rain boots. You're a fraudulent meteorologist. You're not a real weather guy.
You know, a lot of the gals are wearing those shiny hunter knee-high boots. Ouch! Run the rain with or without rain. You're looking at a beautiful sunny day, but dare I say it again, it's a 50-50 shot of rain, fella.
No, there isn't. You suck. You're terrible.
my outro music. Come on, strike up the band.
He doesn't have outro music. He shouldn't even have an intro.
I like his intro.
He doesn't have outro music?
No. He shouldn't even have an intro. He got an intro produced himself.
How'd he get Battle's number?
Also, all these weather girls can't be real. That he's talking about.
I don't know, man.
You don't think so?
He's a player.
He didn't even know how to pronounce Akron. He kept calling it Akron.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Well, some of you East Coast people, they call it Akron.
Is that how you say it?
That's not how you say it.
Okay.
It's Akron.
No, good. I'm just a kid from Akron.
Yes, it's the home of LeBron.
Tornado Shapiro is getting... What's the word I'm looking for? More and more risque every time he calls in. He's just a horn dog. That's all he is. He's a bet. I don't even think he was actually a weatherman. Jack, you're the producer.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever do any investigative reporting on whether Tornado Shapiro has actually worked at any of these stations?
First call, I would believe we were on the road, so I can't take any. I have no, jurisdiction over that.
You're on the internet?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. It's hard not to trust them, though.
It's very hard. 215-592-9494. Mike in Norristown. You're on WIP.
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
Is this Tornado Shapiro again? What's up, Mike?
I don't think you have to worry about Deshaun Watson playing on Sunday.
Okay, there's a joke coming here. Why?
Yeah.
He's probably going to get caught up on the 18th and Walnut Massage Parlor.
There you go.
Got him!
But as far as Rob Thompson goes, I think it's asinine to even talk about. The guy has been solid for his past 3 years. You know, it ain't his fault that Trey Turner turned out to be a crumb bum.
We're kind of hard on Trey Turner.
Yeah.
He's a bum. He ain't nothing what he was like when he was with the Dodgers. He hasn't shown any heart with us. He just ain't a good fit. And now we're stuck because we pay him too much. Nobody's going to want him.
Well, that's true. Not unless you're going to eat up half the contract for him.
Yeah, nobody's going to pay for that guy. He's a bum. He's a crumb bum.
So, Mike, let me ask you this. You say that Rob's done everything right, has been a good manager, yet the Phillies for three consecutive years have achieved less and less. They just lost in an incredibly gutless fashion to a division rival in which they scored 5 runs in 3 games. And one of the biggest issues was their ability to focus on at-bats and have valuable at-bats. So I guess my question to you is, what is he doing so well that they are achieving less and less? And if he isn't what you're changing, what are you changing?
Well, he's been competitive. I mean, we've been in the playoffs. We went to the World Series, NLCS. We won the division this year. It ain't his fault that they ain't hitting. It ain't his fault that our bullpen sucks and Hoffman's like Ray Charles out there throwing it right down the freaking middle.
I know, but again, I'm circling back to how do you get the Phillies in a position next year to win a World Series, given the contractual situations that they have with players, the luxury tax, all of those things? How are we doing it?
We got to try to figure out how to get better. We got to get better bullpen, that's for sure. We got to get better pitchers on the relieving end. Yeah. That's the main reason we lost. We should have won game one.
The main reason we lost is we scored 1.5 runs a game in the games that they lost. You know, I mean, it's true. They unless you're expecting to win the games 2-1 and 1-0, I appreciate the call, Mike. And this is what people are struggling with, Ike, mm-hmm. is that it is very hard to point at Rob Thompson and say he is the reason they lost. He's not the reason they lost.
Which I don't believe he's the reason that they lost either.
No, but we need somebody in there to maybe be the reason that they win, to maybe find a way, maybe you can mine whatever has been missing from them, from a focus perspective, from a motivational perspective, from an accountability perspective. I don't think that any of us, we're all in agreement here that we would move on, right? I don't think any of us expect this to be some sort of, oh, this is going to fix everything.
Right.
But you have to try something. Something. And I do think it is fair to point out that, yes, this is on the players, but part of Rob Thompson is letting it be on the players, letting them manage this themselves. Mm-hmm. And the last 2 years, I think you could say that maybe last year they didn't outperform expectations, but I think you could say it's fair that this year, that that focus and letting them manage themselves in that way, it failed. And it didn't just fail against the Mets. It failed for 3 months. For 3 months it failed. And they kept saying, well, it'll come back. It'll come back. That is a reflection. I'm not saying the manager makes them the way that they are, but he allows them to be the way that they are. And I think it would send a message to them that this is not how we're going to do it anymore.
Yeah, I think you're looking at this team and you're saying to yourself, how do I get the most out of this roster? If you're Dave Dombrowski and you're John Middleton, you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I end up with a different result next year? And if you're coming back status quo and just hoping that somehow the players are going to hit next year and it's going to work out, we're more likely to end up in the same position, if not worse, next year also. I just, this to me is more or less of a last-ditch effort trying to win with this core before I blow this core up.
And
we only got another year or two at the most with the core of these players. Now, Trey and Bryce will be here, but
JT.
JT's contract is up, Cassie's contract is up, and Schwarber's contract is up in 2 years.
Extended.
Well, yeah, I know we want to extend them, but why extend them if we can't win?
Yeah, but it's a fair point.
like, why extend him?
You know, I think there is, from a culture standpoint, I think what we might have here is a lot of good complementary culture players and maybe not culture setters. And that isn't to insult Bryce or Schwarber or Cassie or any of that. But if you can't say that we have good...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Culture setters and have a team that gave up for 3 months. You can't say you have culture setters who, by the way, Kyle Schwarber told us on the air, we care about the one seed. Mm-hmm. Did you see a team that cared about the one seed that last week of the season?
No.
I didn't. And organizationally, they decided it didn't matter.
And I don't think he believed it when he said it.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't care. The manager didn't care. The general manager didn't care. And here, what I would say is, it's not that the one seed was the be-all, end-all, but what I'm saying is it was something to try to get them back into the headspace that competing was important,
yeah.
That we need to win this. Because the couple of times when the division did get close, they found something.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. Now, they got lucky that the Braves were as injured as they were, and that the Mets were so far behind from the first 2 months of the season that teams didn't catch them. But go ahead.
I think this team also, just in listening to them for majority of the year, they felt like a team that was sniffing themselves, that they've accomplished something here, and they have. I mean, you can say World Series, a pennant, and all that. But yeah. I felt like I was listening to a team that held themselves to like a we're a World Series, like we're there all the time kind of thing. Yeah. And I think that's what has to be shaken up. Like you have to shake up that idea of smelling yourself.
It's almost like they were treating this season the way that the Chiefs are sort of treating this season in the first five games. In that you know, they've won a couple of few Super Bowls, and they're like, you know what? We can just get through the regular season. That's all we need to do because we know how to win. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs have won Super Bowls.
Exactly.
We're all trusting that they know how to win. You know, and that's why everyone that would bring up what's his name? Quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes.
When they would bring up Patrick Mahomes' stats compared to Hurts.
It's like it don't matter.
It's like he knows. Patrick Mahomes knows. It's just a different thing.
I don't care what those stats say.
Yes, I don't care. And it's sort of like the Phillies, to your point. It reminds me a little bit, Jack, of when the Houston Rockets won their second. Or the Houston Rockets won. They weren't. I think they were a 5 seed or something because they just sort of went and would glide through the regular season. This isn't that important. But the Phillies are not, they have not earned that. And by the way, you know, JT said it. He said, we thought we could just flip the switch on. And they had, it should have been in his head from how they have not been able to flip the switch on since June that we can't. You know, I think he was hoping. I don't even think he believed that they could flip the switch on.
They were hoping. Well, and here's the thing. Here's the part that we play in it as fans. We enable them to sort of go about their business the way that they do because we're always there to support them. Mm-hmm. We're not as hard on them. Right? Every once in a while, you know, we as a matter of fact, having you here hosting, you've gone down that path and you've had to bear the brunt of people backlash because you were speaking the truth and you were giving harsh truth and reality in the moment that we chose to ignore as a fan base, as a club. And that's really part of the issue with them is that we tend to just let things go and they'll figure it out. Whereas now we need to be fed up with it ourselves and say, no, this is no longer good enough. And they will respond. They will respond, meaning they will respond by doing something, meaning John Middleton will. But if we all sit here like, oh, we like this guy, I like that guy, oh, he's not the reason. Oh, he's not the reason. Just keep him. And then what are they supposed to do if nobody's holding them accountable?
And by the way, it's only one moment, and I'm not saying it's an A to B thing, but I don't, to your point there, I don't think it's accidental that the first time they got booed this year, the next day there was a team meeting, Trey Turner was sitting, and all of a sudden they, like the slide that they were on momentarily was gone for a minute. But they did the same thing, and Jack's brought this up a number of times. They think once it gets fixed, we can just go back to
being ourselves,
gliding.
Yeah,
you know, and you can't. You can't. You can't glide.
Well, how many times did we talk about a players only meeting or a team meeting, and they kept trying to tell us like, "Oh, we don't need to do that.
Right.
We don't need to do that." And then eventually they did it.
Yes.
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 Man.
215-592-9494. AJ in Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, AJ?
What up, AJ?
I'm trying to come at this from the realist perspective here, and it's. One, I don't think we're getting Juan Soto. I think it's highly unlikely. I think it's much more likely that we get Bregman and we send Boehm packing. But I think the biggest thing that this really comes down to is that you need a team that, like obviously we got power. We've been relying on the extra base hit. We're boom or bust, and it's to a fault. But you need a team that can execute small ball and in its back pocket when it needs to and not be chasing pitches, move runners. And I think that's where I draw the line for Rob. It's, hey, man, do you realize that this boomer bust mentality hasn't worked for the last 3 years when we needed it most? And, like, what does it look like to shift this? And, like, in my opinion, it starts with, like, getting Schwarber out of the leadoff spot. Like, he comes out, he hits a home run, great, you got one run. If he walks or he gets a single or he gets on base, you now literally need two hits to drive him in. And one of them needs to be an extra base hit because he's so damn slow. Now, like, you look at the lineup, say you have Turner leading off, he gets on. You got Stott behind him, who's always taking pitches anyway. He takes a few, so now Turner's not relying on Harper to take pitches to steal. Turner's on second. Stott rolls over on a ground ball. He's on third with Harper up with one out. That's how we manufacture runs. I think, like, 2 years ago, you saw Turner steal 30 consecutive bases. People celebrating, that just means he's not stealing enough. You're not maximizing the talent and who's good at what facets of the game. Turner, Stott takes pitches. Turner has speed. Harper has hit so many deep fly balls to the warning track that account for nothing. I just think that the style of baseball.
But AJ, here's, and you're saying not to fire him, right? if we're being clear?
I want to hear him verbatim say, like, this boom or bust baseball and what we set the offense to look like needs to adjust. And
but here's the thing. Here's the thing, AJ. Part of it is not letting the players decide those things, and that is not why he's there. I don't think you can go from 3 years of Schwarbs likes hitting leadoff, let him hit leadoff. Trey likes hitting two, let him hit two. You know, I don't think that you can have, and this is about changing, about waking everyone up. Sometimes it would be like if you have a parent, you know, and you have a mom who, or you have mom or dad who's always easy on you, lets you get away with everything. You know, for you're 15 years old, you've never gotten grounded. And then all of a sudden one day they're like, go up to your room. And the kid would look and laugh, or they'd be puzzled. And I don't know that, because the things that you're talking about are more than lineup changes. They are hard conversations with players who don't want to do what they're not comfortable with. It's reflected in Trey Turner talking about playing shortstop. It's reflected in Alec Bohm saying he's not going to change his approach. You know, these sorts of things. It's reflected in Bryce Harper, you know, not wanting, if there's an opportunity to get a first baseman that can fix the lineup, maybe going back to the outfield. I'm not saying that's likely, but these are all the same things. And they are, I don't think they are simply a strategy issue. I think they are a player management issue. And I don't think you can go from a guy who let the players decide those things and have that same guy all of a sudden change how we're playing baseball and how the decisions are made. I just don't think it works.
But like, how do we know for certain that we're letting Schwarber set the line? Like, I feel like it's all based on assumption. Like, I'm not in the back room hearing the conversation of, like, why are we doing this? Like, I understand, like, oh, Schwarber sees a lot of pitches. He's a dual threat with a walker, a home run. He's got a great eye. But, like, where's the, okay, how much are we leaving on the table conversation? And that conversation is, why did Trey Turner steal 30 consecutive bases and not get thrown out? That just means you're not stealing enough. Okay, so how do we get him to steal more?
But how it is not a strategy thing. I'm telling you. It is when you're dealing with guys of this level, do you know what Trey Turner is thinking about? His steal percentage. That's what he's thinking about. He's thinking about the fact that when he looks at his stats, he can say, I've stolen this number of bases and out of attempts. And having that conversation with Trey Turner is about just saying, hey, let it loose. You're saying your stats are going to be worse. You're going to get thrown out sometimes.
I don't think that's clubhouse. Those boys want to win. As a matter of fact, I think they want to win to a fault. And I think that's they're up there trying to be the big hero. They want to be the hero.
But thank you for the call, AJ. I don't think that's wanting to win so bad. It's wanting to win the way you want to win. Because if they really wanted to win bad and they've seen their approach fail, they would change their approach. But they're not. They're just swinging harder. You can't just swing harder. And it's like saying that Rajon Rondo wasn't selfish because he always passed the ball. No, he was just selfish in a different way. He wanted lots of assists. That's how he was selfish. And I don't think you can say they want it so badly.
Shoot.
What's that?
And he couldn't shoot early in his career. Yes.
I guess I don't think that you're saying, well, they're just trying too hard. They're not. There were actionable things that you could have done from an approach standpoint that they did not do. And they need a place where they're not so comfortable all the time. So, all right. Coming up next.
What is Lou Piniella doing?
Is Lou Piniella around?
Still with us, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
We all got the question mark. Like, yeah. I don't know. What about Joe Madden?
What about old LB?
No.
He'd hold him accountable.
Yeah.
Larry Boa, you kidding me?
Yeah.
He'd hold him accountable.
He definitely would.
Best interim manager of all time would be Larry Boa. Just come in there and whip him into shape.
Well, hold on. They brought back Charlie to be the hitting coach.
They did. Put LB in the dugout there. Do a little bit good cop bad cop with Topper.
Topper,
come on.
All right, coming up next, Ron Jaworski joins us. We will continue the conversation about Rob Thompson.
Ooh,
Rob
a Thomas. Little Matchbox 20 talk.
Yeah, a little smooth. Little 3 a.m.
3 a.m. guy or a push guy.
I'm a push guy.
Yeah, I push pretty good.
Yeah. So Jaws joins us next to find out if Jaws has any confidence that we'll blow out the Browns. Literally, we are 10-point favorites, and nobody thinks we're going to blow out the Browns. It is unreal. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's better over.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.